This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasad with the news, the headlines first. Development and Technology Committee under the House of Representatives endorses the Information Technology Bill with a majority. Parliamentary Committee meeting forces consensus on Public Service Commission Bill. Cold wave affects people's lives in several places of the Rai district. National Reconstruction Authority meeting decides to add 7,494 beneficiaries' names in the list of people to receive the reconstruction grant and at least 5 people killed in blast targeting military parade in Yemen. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the Development and Technology Committee under the House of Representatives has endorsed the Information Technology Bill with a majority yesterday. Committee's President Kalyani Kumari Khadka said out of 131 clauses in the bill, amendments to 36 have been made and 8 points on which participating lawmakers put different views have been under the amendment process. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Banskota said formulation of the bill was in line with the constitution and democratic norms. Consensus has been forced on the bill formed to amend and integrate laws related to Public Service Commission at the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives. The consensus was forced among the members in yesterday's meeting of the committee over the report prepared by the committee secretariat. An arrangement of PSC has been made as the constitutional body to run examination in order to select appropriate candidates at civil service as well as to run written examination for the appointment to fulfill posts at security bodies or the federal government service in Article 243 of the Constitution. Similarly, there is also the constitutional provision that security bodies and other federal bodies should consult with the PSC in course of promoting employees and taking departmental action. The government forwarded the amendment bill to make legal arrangement related to PSC's duties, responsibilities and rights to make the provision more effective. Likewise, the Agriculture, Cooperative and Natural Resources Committee has concluded discussions on the bill designed to amend the Seeds Preservation Act 2045. Chair of the committee, Poorna Kumari Subedi, shared with the media persons that the committee would endorse the bill after consulting with the experts. Meanwhile, Agriculture and Livestock Minister Ghanashyam Bhusal has said that the base price for sugarcane was fixed as per the international market value. While answering the questions raised by the members of the committee, Minister Bhusal said the government continued the old price of sugarcane as the market price of sugarcane has come down in international market. National Reconstruction Authority Executive Committee meeting has decided to add 7,494 beneficiaries in the names in the list of people to receive the reconstruction grant to rebuild private houses. After analyzing the data collected from the survey conducted in 2075 and 2076 BS, the meeting of the Executive Committee meeting of the authority held yesterday and the day before decided to add the names of the beneficiaries. Deputy spokesperson of the authority, Manohar Khimire, said the new beneficiaries are to sign the contract for the grant within mid-January 2020 to receive the first installment of the grant. These new beneficiaries are also supposed to receive the second installment of the grant by mid-May 2020 and final installment by mid-July 2020. The government has decided to observe the 22nd Earthquake Safety Day meaningfully. A meeting of the 22nd Earthquake Safety Day and Celebration Committee held yesterday agreed on issues including selection of a venue for the main program, a chief guest for it, formation of several subcommittees and the expansion of celebration to the state and local level as well. During the meeting, Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa stressed that citizen security is the state's responsibility and the state policies be focused on the prevention of disaster and minimization of consequences. Continuous dip in the mercury following cold wave has made daily life difficult in most of the places in the Tarai for the past few days. All schools in Siraha municipality have been closed for 5 days due to an increasing cold. A statement issued by head of the education department of the municipality, Subodh Lama, stated that holiday was announced for all the schools in the municipality from December 29 to January 2nd. Similarly, all community and private schools in Janapur sub-metropolitan city and all other rural municipality have been shut down for a week due to excessive cold increased from the westerly wind. Similarly, Khoda Khodi municipality in Koilali also closed down all schools for 3 days due to extreme cold. The elderly and the children have been the most affected. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदै छ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Nepal Bureau of Standards and Metrology has sought clarification from three cement industries regarding the quality of their products. The Bureau has initiated actions against the cement factories after the Public Account Committee of the Parliament has directed the Bureau to be serious about the quality of cement. After the quality test of the cement produced from the Hongsi Cement, Bris Cement and United Cement factories, the Bureau found the products substandard and asked the companies to furnish clarifications on the matter within 15 days. 298 chow huts built for women to stay during their menstrual cycle have been demolished in Achham in the active participation of local representatives, civil society members and the police. Achham Police Chief Deepak Bharati said within a week 298 huts constructed to keep the women or girls during the period were demolished as there had been reports of deaths of young girls and women during their stay in such huts. The huts that were in the Safe Bagar municipality, Chaurapati rural municipality and Pancha Deval Binayak municipality have been demolished in the drive laid after the government's directive. The Home Ministry had issued a directive to bring down the huts after the report of death of 22-year-old Parvati Buddha Rawat in the hut. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. A missile strike that targeted a military parade in southern Yemen has killed at least 5 people. The attack came at the end of a graduation ceremony rather for recruits to the Security Belt Forces, a powerful organization backed by the United Arab Emirates in the town of Al-Adaliya. Security Belt are part of the coalition that has fought with Yemen's government against the Houthi rebels. Officials have blamed the Houthis for the attack on the parade. The rebels have not yet commented on the reports, but they were behind a very similar attack on a Security Belt forces graduation parade last August, which killed more than 30 people. 9 others were injured in the latest blast when the missile hit a weaving stand during the march. Tens of thousands of residents and holidaymakers in the Australian state of Victoria have been told to evacuate amid worsening bushfire conditions. Officials say temperatures of over 40 degrees Celsius, strong winds, thunderstorms and chains of wind direction meant Monday would be a day of extreme danger. Emergencies Chief Andrew Crisp said those in the East Gippsland area should leave no later than Monday morning. More than 100 fires are continuing to burn across Australia. The biggest are raging near the city of Sydney in the south, New South Wales, where more than a quarter of a million people have signed a petition calling for the New Year's Eve fireworks to be cancelled and the money spent on fighting fires. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the western hilly region, mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 18.1 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 1.0 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Development and Technology Committee under the House of Representatives endorses the Information Technology Bill with a majority. Parliamentary Committee meeting forces consensus on Public Service Commission Bill. Cold wave affects people's life in several places of the Rai District. National Reconstruction Authority meeting decides to add 7,494 beneficiaries' name in the list of people to receive the reconstruction grant, and at least 5 people killed in blast targeting military parade in Yemen. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.